Still struggling to figure out what to say. I guess I've worked really hard in my life not to feel shame, and it took, you know, the requisite amount of time to get to the point where I realized that you don't need to feel shame about things like sex or sexual orientation or gender identity or any of those things. And so nowadays, I don't know, I'm still struggling with these things. I think they're probably always going to be a struggle. But it's much less of a burden in my daily life. And I've sort of gotten to the point where I try and proactively counter shame in the way I interact with other people. So, I got on PrEP, which is a drug. It's called, PrEP for pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's, I think the brand name is Truvada, and it's a drug that makes you essentially immune to, HIV if you take it correctly. And you know, it's an interesting sort of case study in society that, in at least where I live in San Diego, it didn't actually become stigmatized, I think it could have easily gone either way. I know that I've got some friends living in Europe, and it's apparently a big stigma there to be on it, and you know, that stigma is all sort of wound up in this whole idea of sluttiness and sex being somehow inherently bad. And so I don't know, I feel like I've tried doing my part in making PrEP not stigmatized by being very open about being on it and talking about it with people who aren't on it, and trying to like sort of embody, not necessarily pride because I think that's artificial, but just sort of a naturalistic attitude, or a nonchalant, I guess, attitude towards it, because I think it's really important that everyone's on it. You know, I think that within a couple of generations, at least within a certain, you know, culture and socioeconomic group, HIV could be drastically reduced. So there's that. I guess on a more personal level, I grew up in the South. And I think that some of my struggles have always been overcoming these ridiculous social pressures to be masculine or to be, I don't know, XYZ. And I think that in some ways, I think my personality is less flamboyant than many gay men. And in some ways, that comes with its own struggles. Like, yes, I was able to blend in a little bit more and struggled less than I think more flamboyant gay men do. In the environments that I grew up in, and I had a super supportive family, and you know, I was really lucky in a lot of ways. But it also sort of it makes me struggle a little bit with identity, because I feel, it's funny, I listened to a podcast recently about mixed race people. It was an episode of I think it's called Code Switch. It's one of the NPR, maybe Gimlet podcasts. And they were talking about how they interviewed or had a bunch of mixed race people talking about this sort of like guilt that they have for claiming a certain race. And I don't really feel guilt about being or claiming gayness, but I do also just almost sort of wish I wore it more clearly or expressively, because I feel like I get the benefits of having it, I get the benefits that come from people who have had to be more open about it just because of who they are, and you know, and how that's progressed society without actually having to put in the work. And I don't know, and it makes me wonder whether or not my claim to gayness is really as valid as some other people's. Okay, I'm gonna cede the booth to someone else, but this is interesting. It's interesting how much you can learn from yourself when you talk to yourself. All right, thanks for doing this.